It's new, it's hip, it's there, it's coming to a computer near you. It's the Splinkcast.
Ow. Oops. Oh, sorry, Irving. Okay, check 1, 2, check 1, 2. Right, now, what was I gonna... Oh yeah, disclaimer thing. This is a Spleencast advisory. This Spleencast is designed for no specific purpose, intended to fulfill no function, and provided as is. If you're looking for the Happy Fluffiness Show, you'll find it 2 doors down on the right. This is the Spleencast. All listeners download the Spleencast at their own risk. If you have experienced being offended before, and feeling offended is something you wish to avoid, then please be advised that every episode of the Spleencast is likely to contain discussion including, but not limited to, one or more of the following topics. Rubber chickens, footwear, sexuality, liquids, the physical world, furniture, relationships, spleen venting, reproductive organs, sensuality, music, food, hair, tactile experiences, skin, eating, being Jewish, leather, fragrances, dessert, battery-operated stuff, vibration, implements, slippery things, devices, gender, intimacy, nudity, beverages, condiments. If you think that any of those or related topics might offend you, then please
put the Spleencast down and move away slowly.
For all those who choose to move away slowly, I wish you well, and thank you for listening to this advisory. For the rest of you, it's time to spleen. You are now entering the spleen zone.
The itsy bitsy spleen cast kinked up the water spout. Down came the rain. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spleen cast kinked up the spout again.
Welcome to Spleencast number 1. Hello! Well, actually, I lied. Just a wee bit. I know. After all we've been through together. So, anyhow, this isn't really Spleencast number 1, because this isn't really a proper whole Spleencast. It's a spleen test.
You have now entered the spleen test zone.
Over the next while, I hope to be discussing what it's like to be a dominant woman in Ireland, socializing in the BDSM scene here, socializing in vanilla, eating yummy things, and all the usual stuff I normally post about on my blog. In case you're wondering about the music, I took the Itsy Bitsy Spider, which according to all the information I could find, is in the public domain, and arranged and performed it using my mad music skills. So any feedback about the music should appropriately be directed to Spleencast Central, i.e. me. This is the Spleencast Information Zone.
You can find additional information about each episode in the posts for each Spleencast, which live on the web at Spleencast Central Headquarters. Spleencast.wordpress.com. That's Spleencast, spelt Sierra, Papa, Lima, Echo, Echo, November, Charlie, Alpha, Sierra, Tango. At WordPress, spelt Whiskey, Oscar, Romeo, Delta, Papa, Romeo, Echo, Sierra, Sierra. My personal blog lives right next door at ladylubianka.wordpress.com. I sure hope you can spell that. At any rate, if you really want to find my blog, and you can't spell, there's a link to it in the sidebar of Spleencast Headquarters. If you'd like to comment on the Spleencast in any way, if you want to bitch at me or, you know, express delight, loathing, applause, or whatever, you can email the Spleencast at this highly innovative and surprisingly random email address. Spleencast@gmail.com. That was the Spleencast Information Zone. And now, an advisory. This is a sound quality advisory. Whilst I was preparing all the Spleencasty bits and pieces, I plunked Kvetch down in front of a microphone to record some little intros, transition thingies, and stuff like that. During that time, we had a cute conversation which I will share with you in a moment. Because Kvetch was all mic'd up during our Spleencast recordathon, his voice is all clear and everything, just like mine is, right now. On the other hand, I was reclining comfortably, as I do, some distance away from the mic. My voice is a whole lot less clear, with bonus extra features like, you know, lots more recording noise. Using the magic of
technology,
I tweaked the levels so that our voices came out about the same volume. However, you might notice a significant difference in sound quality when I'm speaking versus when Kvetch is speaking. Oh well. From the lessons I learnt during that recording session, one of them led to a new rule. New rule 1. In future, everybody will have their own mic at the Spleencast recordathons, even if only one person is supposed to be recording stuff. So, that's the new rule. You know, just in case. That was
a sound quality advisory.
Another thing you'll need to know is that aside from Kvetch, which you are about to discover is a title he has well and truly earned, Kvetch's official title is Serf, because I am his Foodle Lady. Not feudal, you understand, but foodle, as in food. You know, what with my interest in foodie things and all. So I am the Foodle Lady, and Kvetch is my Serf. Sometimes I address him as Surfy Slutface. I really like that. You will hear several references to surfy things throughout the upcoming conversation. Also, you know those kinds of bells like you find at some reception desks? The kind you slap on top and they go ding! Like this one. Well, sometimes you will hear one of those bells ringing during the conversation. I wrote a post about that bell on my blog, which you'll find a link to in the post with the Spleencast in it. Or, if you use iTunes, you'll see a link to that post in the little multimedia area thingy. In that conversation, you will sometimes hear me ding that bell, and you will hear Kvetch responding just like I like. Just so you know. So now I present to you a cute conversation in which the participants were myself and Kvetch, and in which Kvetch's voice was recorded a whole lot better than mine. And yes, I was doing the recording. So sue me.
And now, Acute conversation.
Okay, cut.
Yeah. I like hearing the mistakes. Carry on.
Okay, let's go. Let's do this thing. Let's cut some tapes. Okay, this week on like every subscription to Lady Lump Blanca's podcast, you get a complimentary guest appearance by Kvetch. Hey, that's me.
It's not a podcast, it's a spleen cast.
Okay, it's a spleen cast. Yeah, big difference. Spleen cast.
Being bullshit again.
Yeah, you and your spleen cast. Yeah. Hey, I'm Lady
I'm so gonna dock your pay.
I got spleen cast. You what?
I'm so gonna dock your pay.
Yeah, because half of nothing is still nothing, so.
I'm still gonna ring the surfy ombudsman.
You do that. You do that and see where you get. Alright, my surf's not behaving.
What do I do?
Yeah, what do I do? Hello? Hello?
Why are you ringing us? We're a florist.
I'm sorry, he must have the wrong number.
Yeah, we deliver.
Sorry. Hello, Donna's Pizza.
Yeah, they wouldn't help me with this.
Yeah, it would not be of much help.
No.
Service!
Service, much better.
You see? There you go.
Did you say that was something for me to stick somewhere sometime when I'm out of material?
I would never tell you where to stick something. Let me emphasize that for all the listeners at home.
It's so unfair.
What's unfair? The cake I brought you?
Everything.
Yes, everything's unfair. You get sushi, it's unfair. You get juice, it's unfair. You get service, it's unfair. Service!
Much better.
Okay, let's move on.
So, that was the cute conversation between myself and Kvetch for the spleen test. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm not sure what's going to come up in future spleencasts, but I'm certainly looking forward to finding out. Stay tuned for more exciting spleencasts coming soon to an internet near you. Till next time, this is Lady Lubyanka, signing off.